Ken, thanks very much for doing this.
Hey, no problem. It's fun.
Been a long time. Wow.
Yeah. I left Toronto in 2003, so it has been a while.
Let me ask you. You played the game. Now you've got a son who's at, boy, almost at, you know, at among the elite of the elite in college basketball. How does that feel to you to see Kelly get this much attention?
I'm really happy for him. I mean, I think I'm happy for him and for the Gonzaga men's basketball team and Gonzaga University, but especially for, I think, his teammates and him. I think they have a real special group right now, and it's exciting to see him. You know, the accolades obviously are exciting, but I think it's just that he's in a special place right now with a special time with his teammates, and I think it's really exciting for them, and obviously it's exciting for us.
Ken, when did you first get an idea that Kelly was not only going to be a good basketball player, but that he could be really good?
Well, you know, like we always thought he was going to be a really good player. We just didn't know at what level he would play. We always thought he would play professionally after his university career, either in Europe or hopefully in the NBA. And now it's, you know, but over the, I would say that when he was in high school and he first made the junior national team, that's when I think we thought that he could become a real good player once he made the junior national team following his grade 11 year in that summer.
With Ken Olynyk on the Jeff Blair Show, how hard is it for a big guy to, I don't want to say surprise people or come on the scene, but it seems to me that if you're a good college basketball player and a guard or forward, whatever it is, it's one thing to develop your skills that way. But when you're a big guy physically, you automatically become the focus of attention when you're in the court. You automatically become the focus of the referee's attention a lot of times. How is it harder for a kid like Kelly to develop compared to maybe a smaller kid?
Oh, I think there are, you know, that is something that has to be considered all the time. You know, with Kelly's development, you know, the number one thing that always was trying to be done was just have him be a good basketball player and then let him find where he can play on the floor. And, you know, obviously he has some very good skills as a perimeter player and as a player that sees the floor, but now he's got the skills that he can play with his back to the basket. So, as you said, you know, at 7 feet, he doesn't get hidden when he's on the court. He doesn't blend in real well. And, of course, the long hair, he doesn't blend in real well either.
Yeah, I like the long hair.
Well, I think it definitely is something that is maybe a little bit of a signature for him right now, and it does draw attention, and it does separate him from everyone else, so he's easily recognizable from that standpoint.
How do you, when you watch him play, what do you look for? You know, what tells you as Kelly Olynyk's father that he's going to have a good game?
Oh, you know what? I kind of just watch for, he has a number of small quirks or whatever they are, you know, when he's always, he licks his fingers a lot when he's playing well, which I'm not sure why he does that, but it's something that he does. And I know when he's doing that he's focused and he's ready to play. And, you know, I kind of get a sense just seeing what his demeanor is like. Overall, he's usually going to give a pretty honest effort always, and I know that he's critical of himself. So, but his game is, you know, it's been very consistent this year, and I think that's probably the biggest factor is just that consistency.
Ken Olynyk joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. Was it always, you know, walk me through the decision as far as going to Gonzaga is concerned. Were there other schools that were really interested in Kelly? How did he come about going to Gonzaga? I know that, I mean, obviously the head coach has had a lot of success. The team has had a lot of success. It's geographically, it's in a great area of the country. But what were some of the thought processes into choosing Gonzaga?
You know, Jeff, you probably hit it right on the head. When Kelly was in the NEDA program, which is a National Elite Development Academy that Canada Basketball ran for a few years in Hamilton, and his grade 12 year, and he broke his shoulder in grade 11 playing football, so he really didn't have a basketball season in high school in grade 11, and so he really wasn't seen at all or sought after. But when he made the junior national team, then that summer, after in July and August, there was a lot of interest from a lot of different schools. So Kelly had the opportunity to visit schools in the East. You know, he visited Syracuse and visited Michigan, not official visits, but visited those schools. And there were a number of Eastern schools and Indiana State, North Carolina State. There were schools that were interested, definitely, and some Ivy League schools because Kelly's a very good student. And then when he came home after NEDA in January and finished his high school, I think that he really enjoyed being closer to home. So at that point, Gonzaga, the West Coast Conference, a couple of the Pac-12 schools had an interest, and Gonzaga was very interested in exactly what you said, the proximity. It's under a seven-hour drive for us. It's a you know, one of the top programs in the country. National, obviously, now they've got great notoriety as number one seed and a number one in the country in the last polls that were out. A very good academic school. So I think all of those things were a factor. And the other factor was that if Kelly had aspirations to play in the NBA, you know, we always, you know, he felt that if he could start at Gonzaga for 2 years, he was going to at least get looked at because there are a program that's considered nationally. So, and they have put a half a dozen people into the NBA, you know, with starting with obviously John Stockton, who's, you know, is infamous in many ways and in the Hall of Fame. So, so those were kind of the reasons, you know, and then it just went from there. You know, I think that, you know, his career really started when he made that junior national team. And I mean, you know, one of the people that first saw him and really believed in him was Leo Routens. And I can't say enough about how much Leo has meant to our family and to Kelly's career, because he had the belief in him. He believed that he was going to be a great national team player. He believed that he would be in the NBA. And, you know what, to Leo's credit, he hit that one right on the head.
You know, Ken, before I let you go, you've been involved coaching in Canada, playing basketball in Canada. Obviously, your son playing basketball as well. Your daughter plays. We're really in the golden age of Canadian basketball, aren't we?
Oh, I think it's, you know, there's so many kids in, you know, kids coming up and kids in that era where Kelly is right now. You know, internationally, they refer to that as a class or a group, you know, and it's that group can be, you know, you got the Corey Josephs, the Tristan Thompsons, you know, the Mike Kabongos, and I don't want to miss people, but you mm-hmm. just, you know, it goes on, and there is just a tremendous amount of, you know, Nicholson, the tremendous amount of young talent. And I think that if that young talent wants to represent their country, then Canada is going to be able to do some really strong things and powerful things within the basketball world. The big key, I think, is, you know, they just like the Americans, when they went with their dream teams, those guys wanted to represent the United States. And I think we have these kids that want to represent Canada. They will do very well.